Good morning, America. Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning. It's almost Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be grateful for. God is good. If you can't hear me, please get with Victoria or Michelle. We've got a lot to cover today. Today's going to be a wonderful webinar about breakfast presentations, which is the cha-ching money in the bank for you. This is where you're going to make your monies. I see we got a couple people on this morning. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Let me get this screenshot going, or this slideshow screen going. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, John. Let's do this. Let me know if you can see the slideshow full screen, please. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so let's review a little bit of last week's. I know it went very quickly because there was so much to cover, but we're going to cover a little bit more today. Feel free to ask questions. You know the drill, and we'll address them. We talked about overcoming objections, and a lot of the main objections we talked about are that they don't want any solicitors in there. And there's usually going to be a sign on the outside door. Remember that. But remember, we are not solicitors and we're not salespeople, right? So I don't want you guys to get in that mindset, okay? We want to be in the mindset and get mentally prepared that we are educators and supporters and value providers. That's what we do, and we're here to serve everyone. So when you get in that mindset, that's a lot more easier to go help people and find a need that these referral partners have so that we can fulfill them. All right, remember Zig Ziglar's quote I said last time is, you are who you are and where you are because of what has gone through your mind. And that is so true with marketing, because a lot of people can be scared and skeptical towards it. But remember, if you get that right mindset, you'll be ready to go, and it will not be a cold call for you. Right. Then we talked about, the first thing that they say when you come through the door, which might be, hey, what are you selling me today? Now, we're not selling anything. That's the way you want to address it. And you want to just say, hey, you want to be real with them. I'm going to serve you, and I'm going to be a resource for you and your clients. So I'm just here to drop off some goodies, you know, and sometimes they're curious and want to learn more. And that's when you need to have your 60-second commercial ready. But if they're not, that's when you just leave the goodies and see them another time. How about if they say, we do our own cleaning? Okay, well, or whatever service that they're offering, let's say they do it. Well, there might be something else that you offer that they might not have or capable to refer to their clients that you might be able to address to them. We've done it many times and it works. So have your ammo ready in your back pocket for any kind of objection that they might throw your way regarding any of the services that you can provide for them. What if they're using somebody else? Okay, ask them who it is. You want to know who they're using, okay? You also want to know if the person that they're using is having a referral reward program. I remember a couple years ago when I first started, we had a homework assignment from our meeting, and it was to find our competitors in the area. Now, Clean as a Whistle, to be honest, does not really have any competitors because we are the highest end service providers out here, but we took it as competitors, as in who cleans rugs, who can clean sofas, things like that. So we found like maybe six other companies, and guess what? Each one of them did not have a referral reward program. So that was our competitive advantage. And so we use that to our advantage anytime we went into these places. So please make sure you have your referral reward program ready to use as your ammo in your back pocket. We never get those questions for your services. Okay, if that happens, that's okay. You still visit these people for a total number of at least seven. Remember, that's our lucky number. And you just keep going. You keep showing them the value. Because remember, just like dating or just like with any other relationship in your life, or if you're helping out the poor, you're going to be helping and serving people so much more in the beginning before you ever see a reward or before it ever means more than what you thought it was going to mean. So You want to always strive to show them how much you care first before you ever get anything in return. And that's how life is, and that's how referral marketing is. We talked about food. If they don't want any food, that's okay. You ask them if they would prefer healthy food. If they don't want healthy food, you say, okay, would you like, you want to ask them what is it they would like. If they don't want anything, I've had that happen in the past where they just want me to come in. That's okay. We've sent out a survey, which I'll talk to you about later on, and we get an idea of what it is that they like their hobbies. And instead of maybe food, we'll take them some tickets or something that they're interested in. That way they can see that their hard work and that we appreciate them is a job well done. We had some corporate examples. If people, are not able to refer because of a corporate issue, I told you that we have two companies that we work for that aren't allowed to, but they do on their own time. When they're off the clock, they still refer their clients, or they'll call their clients back. That's okay. You try and meet everybody in that corporation to see if there is ever a loophole. But if there's not, then you just leave them and you go on to the next person and focus your time and energy in the small mom and pop shops. This example was when I talked about how people might not know who you are. Remember, you are there to educate. So if you assume that they know who you are, that's going to be a big no-no on your part, because people thought we were a janitorial service, and that's actually not what we do. So if I would have assumed that they were correct and that they knew who we were, I wouldn't have been able to, further deepen the relationship that we have and to show them everything that I am able to do, or that we are able to do, for their clients. I talked to you guys about my bad examples with how people shut the door in my face and cussed at me and things like that. We don't really need to talk about that kind of stuff again, but we did talk about the fact that if somebody is not referring right now and they used to in the past, don't give up on them, because it might be either A, they might have people move to a different location, or B, people have just quit and they hired new people. So I never want you to give up on these people. I want you to go back and perhaps ask for another breakfast presentation, even though you've already done one, because new people come and go, and that's the truth. So you want to still make sure you can salvage that company with the referrals. Bad areas we talked about. You don't want to do business in any shady areas, beat up areas, and any flooring stores that smell like smoke or anything like that. That's going to look bad on your image. And then we talked about any objections. So before we get into our breakfast presentations, I want to know if last week you had any objections, if you went out on your routes, what were the good, what were the bad, did you not know how to handle anything? Is there anything you guys want to ask me that I can help you with? Hopefully I've been through it and I know how to answer it, but if not, we can help each other through it and I can help you answer what you would say if that were to arise again. Let's see. Ashley, how about you? I know you usually tell us. How were your routes from last week to this week? Anything new? Karen, what about you? You guys can think about that. We have a question from Chris. Do we bring a gift bag with candy every visit? Yes, you should bring a gift bag every visit with food. If they want candy, you can give them candy, but I would prefer it not be candy. It should be some sort of baked good or cookie or, chocolate of that sort. We always bring our baggies, and the reason being is because inside our baggies are our brochures and our free trial offers and things like that. Because when you go to these places, a month will have passed by, and sometimes they give out all of their brochures or their free trial offers, and they're going to need some more information from you. So that's why you always come prepared and bring your stuff. In fact, we have a big old black bag that holds not only our goodies, but our baggies and any extra marketing materials in it, and we go with that from place to place. Great question. Karen is going on their first referral route today. Awesome. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Congratulations. Good luck. Ashley, haven't gone out this week. I've been feeling sick, but that's okay. Feel better, girl. You made the right choice. That's good. You want to stay home, feel better, and then you'll come out stronger next time. Let's see. We are going to do a breakfast on the 16th. What do you normally do for breakfast besides burritos? I'm assuming you meant burritos. Tessa, great question. So that's what we're going to cover today. So it seems like y'all's questions might be about what we're going to cover today. So let's go ahead and get started. Breakfast presentations. My idea and my definition of breakfast presentation, or a phenomenal breakfast presentation, is that it delivers a meaningful experience that educates, engages, and entertains through food and community. Okay, so that's your whole goal. You want to make sure that this presentation is fun. It's not some boring presentation like they normally go to, that they want to fall asleep in. You want to make sure you're educating them and entertaining them, and we're going to do that through food and community. So let's talk about, obviously, what is the point of it is education, right? We want them to know everything about our company, and this is your chance to really put in all of the stuff that you want them to know that you might not have accomplished when you visited them. But even if you did accomplish it, you want to reiterate that because every time I visit people, they forget. Guys, they're human. And you would forget too. Imagine someone coming into your business once a month, and that one time that they came to you, they told you all about their company, but then the next time you saw them, you completely forgot. That's what's happening with these people. So the breakfast presentation is really for you to share everything that you can provide for them, but make sure you're reiterating that value that you told them the first and second time that you visited them. Okay? Plus, it's better because everybody's involved all at the same time in the same room, so you don't have to keep going and repeating yourself every single time when you meet these people. They already kind of know who you are. So it's really up to you to really make it fun, have them get to know you, get to know the company, and things like that. Now, when are you going to offer this? My rule is that you should offer it about the third or fourth time you visit. It usually takes about three or four times for me and for my girls to feel comfortable to offer it. Now, you may be different. I don't want you to come off strong and make it look like a hard sale to them at all. So I want you to feel completely 100% comfortable with them and y'all's relationship to ask for that presentation. But if you want to know times, it's usually about the third or fourth time. It should be. If you're asking the right questions and if you're really beginning to bond with them at that first stop, it should take about three or four times. Now, is it bad if you ask on the sixth or seventh time? Absolutely not. And you don't have to wait for them to refer you to give them a breakfast presentation. In fact, we want the opposite. We want to do the presentation first before they refer us. We want them to know, like, and trust us, right? That's pretty much what marketing is about, is knowing, liking, and trusting who that person is or who we are as a company, so that then they see the value and then they begin to refer. Sometimes it takes people to know and believe in a company or believe in a person before they actually refer. And guys, that's true even back in the biblical days. I mean, remember Doubting Thomas? Like, people like to see before they believe. So sometimes you just have to convey to them what the value is that you can provide. So you need to feel that out. You need to see when it's best for you. As long as you feel like you're getting that relationship started and it's going great, I say go in for the kill. And you want to do it in a way that's not a selling way. We're going to go through some presentation scripts here. We have tons of stuff to share with you guys. I believe Michelle and Victoria have put the handouts available to you guys so you guys can read along with me. But we don't want this to be selling, right? We don't want to be salespeople. So the way we ask is going to be super casual. And we're going to make it known that our feelings are not going to be hurt if we get shut down because it's not on us. Sometimes people are just busy, or they might not have the time in the morning, or they might need to figure out their schedule to see when a good time is for you to come in, or maybe they can't do a breakfast. Maybe we need to offer a lunch presentation. These are all things you will find out. But it takes time, and it takes, like I said, a mental preparation to not get discouraged if they say no, because it's not the end of it. People have told me no many times, and I've come back, and they've loved us and wanted us to come in. So don't get discouraged. So let's start with our breakfast presentation script. It is the handout that has been available to you guys. Please let me know if you have that handout available. I'm pretty sure you guys do. Okay, Karen said no. Let me see. I think it's attached with this video. So I got a text. So it's going to be attached with this video once it's recorded. So let's go through it with me first, and then you guys will have it on hand, I'm assuming, when this call ends. I will make sure that you guys get it for sure. So what I wrote here on the top of the sheet is a tip. It will help if you find a manager to speak with. It will be a lot easier. I find out that sometimes if I ask an employee, they usually tell me that the manager is the one that we need to speak to. That will save you some time. However, there are other times where I speak to the employees and they have built such a great relationship with me, and they usually will go find out more for me or email me and immediately find out what's going on. Yes, the slides are not going to move. I'm just reading something from my handout. It's not on this screen. So you have to feel it out and use your judgment on what you think is best. Okay, so the reason I put that is because, remember, you are still building relationships with these gatekeepers, with the secretaries, with everyone that works there, even if it's not the manager. But your goal ultimately is to still bond with the manager as well, or the owner of that company. But sometimes that manager or that owner is never there, right? Like Howard. And so your only relationship that you can build upon is with the people in that company. Okay? So the employees, the gatekeepers, the secretaries. So you would probably have to ask them first, but if you have a relationship with the manager, or you've met the manager, or you can meet the manager, it would probably be best to get with them after you've built the relationship with them. Okay, so you got to feel that out for yourself. I've had times where I've asked the manager. I've had times where I've asked the employees. And either way, I've gotten it booked. So you need to figure that one out for yourself. Okay. So I put in here when to ask for the presentation. It's usually at the second or third or fourth visit. The first time, you want to simply meet them and get to know them and get them interested. Then the next time you go, you want them to trust us and know who you are and what you stand for as a company. If we have seen them for years and they've never asked them for a presentation, this is what you'll say. So, for example, let's say you've been doing referral marketing for a long time like we had. And I came on board and I just created this breakfast presentation script. This is something that I might say, and this is actually something I really do say. Usually at the end of the conversation that I'll have with them before I'm leaving, before I'm walking out the door, I pretend, here we go with the disc and the mind, making it kind of like a game, like I make it a game. I pretend like I've forgotten to say something. So I make it not a big deal. So as I'm walking out the door, I say, actually, hey, Ashley, before I leave, I'm just curious. You know, I use a little bit of humor in there too, laughter. I'm just curious. Have we ever done a breakfast presentation for you guys? And the fact that I'm asking it in that kind of a concerned way is really good, and you guys should use it. Sometimes make a little grunted face. I close my eyes a little bit squinty, kind of like, oh, shame on us, you know. Shame on us that we never provided it for them. Make it look like they are missing out on something. Guys, this is like a 98% success rate when I do this. They're always like, you know, I don't think you ever have. We would love that. Or we would, you know, we've never done that before. Is that something that you could do? Or, you know, oh man, we would love breakfast. It's usually a positive outlook when I make it look like it was a mistake on our part. Do you guys see what I'm saying? So when you kind of look at them and say, let's see if I can get myself on this video. I don't think my webcam is working, guys, lately. But if you show a concerned face and really look like, oh, shame on us, right? they're going to be so more apt to doing it. It's the littlest thing, but it works. Okay, so if you've been working on them for a long time and you want to get that presentation, just, you know, as you leave, pretend like you forgot about something and just say, hey, you know, before I leave, I'm just curious, have we ever done a breakfast presentation for you guys? Okay. Slide is on number one. What do you mean? Do you guys see that it says handout? Barbara says that the slides aren't changing, but they're not supposed to change because I'm on the handout slide. Are you guys seeing the handout slide? No? Really? Why? It says handout, breakfast presentation script objections. Y'all don't see that? Wow, why? I wonder why it's doing that. Hold on. Let's see. Can you see it? Why is this keep... See, guys, I'm sorry. This is what happens, technical difficulties. Okay, so this was the slide before. Can y'all see it now? How about I just not put it in big screen so that you guys can see it? Okay, Barbara, thanks. Thanks, guys. So you can see it. So I wonder why it's not letting me show, like, the whole thing. What if I do this? Now let me know. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Not as good as before. Two slides now. Hold on. I think I'm having Victoria come help me for a second.
Can you click on here?
Click swap displays. I just clicked that. They said because it's not in presentation. Yes, good. Okay, so now they can see it. I literally just clicked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can see this.
Oh, you just clicked it?
Yeah, I just
clicked it. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it was like not in presentation. But that happened last
time.
That's what you wanted to do.
No, and I press swap this. But anyways.
Okay, okay, cool.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm so confused, guys. Thank you for bearing with me. Oh, gosh. Okay. So this was a slide. Oops, this wasn't the slide. This was a slide I put up before when I talked about the definition of phenomenal breakfast presentations, when to offer it, and what the point was. So it was kind of a basic slide. Okay, and then this one was the sheet, or was the one that I was on, because I'm reading the sheet out for you that will become available to you. Okay, so... let's say if they said yes, let's go back and talk about the presentation. So as I leave and I say, hey, have we ever done a presentation for you all? Let's assume they said yes, because before me, who knows? Maybe we did provide a presentation for them. Maybe it was back with Howard or back with Santiago back in the day, right? Then I say, listen to what I do, because I can easily get discouraged or easily think that they don't need one, but listen. So I say, oh, we have? Good. Do you remember when we did that for you? And they'll say, maybe about 5 years ago. Or if they object and say, we have already done a presentation with you years ago, and there's no need for one. We are good. We know your company really well. Then I say, okay, great, Mrs. Jones. I just wanted to let you know that we have grown as a company and have added many new programs that will help not only your clients, but you as well. If you are interested, we would love to share those with you as well as provide breakfast again to show our appreciation and thank you for referring us. Is that something that you would be interested in? When I say that, they say yes. So I know a lot of you are saying right now, well, we're just starting with referral visits, so it wouldn't make much sense to ask the way that question is. But if you think about it, you still need to know my answer of how I present these, because in a year from now or 2 years from now, when you have provided a presentation and you want to add another one, you want to let them know why you want to do another one. Because if people leave that company and in a year from now you want to make sure that you present to them again so that you keep getting referrals, you want to know what to say when they're going to object against you. So what I said was, I want to let you know that we have grown as a company and have added many new programs keyword, new programs. You may or may not have new programs, but the fact that you're going back and telling them about something, I know something for sure must have been new, or you got a new employee or whatever it is, you're not doing them a disservice, because the chances are that they forgot exactly what you talked about the first time you presented, or they weren't paying attention. It's happened many times. Okay? So, and then I ask, you know, if you're interested, we would love to share with you all of that. And, of course, we want to bring you guys breakfast again just to show our appreciation. Okay? So if they say, okay, we would love to learn the new programs and let's set it up, how long will it take and what does it entail? What I usually say is it'll run about 30 minutes and it will cover our company's history, mission, values, services, and how we can help you and your clients make money and save money while referring our services. We are available 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. When is good for you? You always put the ball in their court. You never want to pick a day or time that you're available and see if it's okay with them. You want them to tell you when it's available for them. Okay? We are not open on Saturdays, so I would tell you guys not to do a presentation on a Saturday. Give them your guidelines. You know, if you don't want to work on Saturday, that's fine. There's some places that say, oh, you know, we can't do that. We can only do a Saturday. Then you let them know, oh, unfortunately, we're not open on Saturdays. Then they usually push it to a Monday through Friday. You want to make it to where you do it on, you know, the company time. Now, there was one time for sure that they absolutely could not do it Monday through Friday. This happened one time, and we did come in a Saturday morning and do the presentation. But that should not be every time. You don't want to let them get used to using your coming in on a Saturday. Okay, so put your guidelines and then give them the option of choosing what day, Monday through Friday. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's say let's go back to the question when I say, hey, you know, have we ever provided a breakfast presentation for you all? Let's say they say no, and they say, what's it about? I say the same exact thing. I just go straight into what's it about. It'll run about 30 minutes. It will cover our history's mission, history, values, and services. That way you know who we are as a company and you trust us and you know who you're referring for your clients. And I'll show you reasons on how you guys can make money and save money on referring our services. The referral will probably say, okay, well, we're really busy in the mornings. It might not be good for us. They might say that and make it awkward. You do not take that as an objection. You say, okay, turn it into a positive and say, we can do a lunch if that's better for you. So see, if they say they can't do breakfast, you give them lunch. And so what I would say also is, you know, we're very flexible and can work around your schedule, Mrs. Jones. All right, so then she'll probably say, oh, that's great. Let's do Wednesday at 12 or blah, 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 whatever. Okay. So, now at the bottom of this page, we talk about fresh new people. Very simple. If this location has just been added on your list, or if you're brand new to referral marketing, which Ashley was mentioning, and this is either maybe the second or third time you're visiting them, you can simply ask, hey so-and-so, or hey Ashley, would you guys be interested in a breakfast presentation? That's all you have to ask. But you want to make sure that that relationship is firm and it's built. And then you just follow the same procedures above. It's just a simple question. Now, with that question, I still put that concerned look on my face, and I still, what's the word I'm looking for? I make it seem like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal for us, but I make it to where, you know, they're not feeling pressured. We don't want to pressure them. So the way I come across is hey Ashley, you know, I was just wondering, would you guys, you know, maybe be interested in a breakfast presentation? You know, kind of say it in that kind of way. And most likely they're going to say, oh, you know, I don't know, what does that look like, or what do you guys do? And that's when you tell them what it is that you can provide for them. If you tell them things that you want them to know, like you just want to talk to them about the referral reward program and things that will benefit you or your services, that's wrong. You want to mention those things, in the presentation, but to capture their attention when you're asking them for the presentation, you want to tell only the points that are going to benefit them and add value to them and their clients. So that's why I say we talk about our mission and our values and who we are as a company. That way you guys can trust us and know us. That's huge. You want to build that firm foundation. And then I say we talk about our services and ways that you guys can make money and save money with referring our services to your clients. So you want to add that value. Let them know that they're going to make some money on doing it as well. Okay? So if they object, if let's say they don't say yes and they say no, it might be because they're not comfortable with us yet. So please don't take it to heart. You just have to keep building that relationship, and then maybe 3 or 6 months from now, you address it again. Or maybe you speak to somebody else. You know how many times I've asked one person in a company about a presentation, and they're like, no, we're not really interested, or no, I don't think we need that. But then the next time I go, I meet or I talk to somebody else, and they're all for it. So that's your goal. Remember, you want to talk to as many people as possible in that location, because one person may shoot you down, but the other person may be really happy about it. So then there's the ones that are going to push their manager into having you come in. So you keep visiting and you never give up. Now, if they are to tell you, no, I'm not interested, just turn it into a positive and don't let it be awkward. Just say, okay, well, I just want to let you know that we appreciate your referrals. And if you ever change your mind, we're here and would be delighted to provide you that breakfast for everyone. Okay, you want to make it more about the food and the appreciation and the love and the caring that you see towards them than the presentation. The tip for this is to make it conversational. These are just scripts to help you know what to say if you need it. Please allow them time to respond or talk while you are talking. Okay? These scripts have been proven to work, and I use them all the time, and have, I would like to say, about a 99% success rate with these scripts. So those are for you guys to use. And that will be available to you, I'm pretty sure, once this webinar closes. So let's continue. We got a question earlier about what kind of food that we provide, and this is what we do. First of all, you want to start out with your budget. Your budget's huge. You want to know how much you're able to spend on these people. Now, I know we said we're high-end, but I honestly do not expect you to go out there and get a gourmet breakfast and spend like $100 for like 5 people. I think that's outrageous. So just keep in mind that you need to take a look at your financials and really figure out what it is that you guys can do for these people, because, you know, the fact that you're bringing them breakfast alone is going to be important to them. But what we did is I broke it down by how many people there were at the presentation, and that's how much money we would give. So I started off with 2 people. 2 people broke it down to this price. 3 to 5 people broke it down to this price. 6 to 9 people, I broke it to this price. You know, so you break it down that way. That way, you know, when you have your marketing specialist going to buy the food, they know exactly how much money they can spend for that person. So, now I know a lot of you guys don't have the same exact business that we do for rugs and carpets and things like that, but maybe you have some referral partners that are a little bit more higher end, like our designers, for example. And if they are, we usually choose to give them Panera Bread. They're fairly inexpensive, but their food is really, really good and healthy. And what we usually take to them are bagels. We get the assortment bagels. There's about 13 different types of bagels in there, and you can choose them all online. They get them ready for you, and they're ready for pickup the morning of, and you can tell them to put plates in there, forks, napkins, the whole nine. Additionally, with those bagels, they come with the cream cheese. You can pick different types of cream cheese. And then we personally do not buy fruit from Panera Bread, but we will bring fruit if we order the bagels and cream cheese. Now, Panera Bread does have scones. We also get those scones. And they love the scones. They love to dip them in their coffee. Now, if you know that these people like coffee, take them coffee. Panera Bread has these ready little coffee jugs that you can take. I know you guys probably have seen them. Those are great and very inexpensive. If you don't think that those people are coffee drinkers, we always bring orange juice. So we have a grocery store literally like across the street here that we buy our orange juice and fruit from, and we'll take that because sometimes that's really expensive through Panera Bread. Okay. Now we give our designers and our upholsterers the same type of food. So if you don't have designers and upholsterers as your referral partner, whoever your higher end referral partners are, give them Panera Bread. They're for sure will like it. For our flooring professionals, we give them Jason's Deli. And the reason being is because mostly they're men, and men love meat and hearty foods. So with Jason's Deli, they have a sunrise tray. And with the sunrise tray, it comes with all these different types of mini sandwiches. So they either come with like a croissant or a bagel, and you can choose from different types of meats, or you can combine the meats. Like you can put a little hamburger patty with ham, cheese, egg, and sausage all in one. And we've done very different sandwiches. We'll give an assortment of sandwiches so that people can kind of see what they like and get. With that, we don't bring any fruit or anything like that. We just keep it mainly the sandwiches for the guys. Now, for those of you that don't have flooring professionals as your referral partner, then just think of the equivalent as the men. If you have any men referral partners that are a lot of more men than women in that location, you might want to do Jason's Deli. Or if you don't have a Jason's Deli, do an equivalent of maybe a Quiznos or some other type of sandwich place that does a breakfast sandwich. We rarely ever do burritos unless they specifically ask. But in that event, we would get them from like a Cafe Express. Cafe Express does great breakfast taco burritos. They're delicious. So you guys can look all that up. And the price point is not that bad. We first Yelped all these locations, and we found the locations that have no more than $2 signs. If they have $1 sign, that's great, but sometimes the quality is not that great. So we stuck with $2 signs, and that's usually affordable for us. So you can just Yelp the places that you want, and that will help you out. Lastly, we do Chick-fil-A. Now, I know people, think, oh, Chick-fil-A is kind of cheap, and, but to be honest, a lot of people love Chick-fil-A, and they will ask you for it. So we will give what the people ask for. Now, normally, we don't, give them the option of telling us what they would like for breakfast. The way we handle that is that we ask if there's any food allergies or if anyone can't eat a certain meat. And we'll call the day before and confirm for this breakfast presentation with that referral partner. And that's when we'll ask them. We'll say how many people are going to be at the presentation, and then if anyone has any allergies. And usually then they'll say, we don't have any allergies, and you guys can bring us anything you want, and that's good for us. But sometimes they do say, hey, we normally eat Chick-fil-A, or we normally eat this. And if that's the case, you find a way to make it in your budget to get them whatever it is that you can get at that specific place that they want. So one time we had somebody say, hey, we love Einstein's Bagels. Okay, great. So we went to Einstein's Bagels, and we just found food from Einstein's Bagels that fit in our budget. So they're going to let you know what it is that you can bring them. For the most part, you should stick to these places because they're very inexpensive, and they have great food. I've eaten at all of these places, and we even order for our morning meeting sometimes here for the office. So it's good food. All right, we're going to start with our breakfast presentation outline here. And this is also going to be available to you. But to kind of break down what it is that you're going to talk about at the breakfast presentation. And next week, I'm going to actually do the presentation for you live. So I know you guys will be excited to see that. I'm going to use the whole 30, 35 minutes to do the presentation. You'll be seeing me with my webcam. I'll get my webcam up and running by then. You'll see the handouts. You'll see the folders. You'll see the baggies, everything that I have. That way you guys can mimic and do the exact same thing for your presentation. Okay. But to begin the presentation, you always want to thank them and let them know that you are there to serve them. So you'll hear me say that next week, and you'll see how I do that. But that is so important because they're opening their time to you. And don't forget, we come unannounced. They never invited us to come to their company. Okay, so over time, they felt so comfortable with us that we are there on their time. So you have to thank them and be happy for that. Next is I always ask a question to break the ice. Now, the questions that I ask are normally, how many of you guys have heard of Clean as a Whistle before? That is a great question to ask because that will open up your presentation on a positive foot. Sometimes it could be negative. There might be somebody in there who might have had a bad experience with you, but that's okay because either way, you're able to make it into a positive. And what I mean by that is if they, let's go for the positive example first. So let's say they all say, oh my gosh, yes, I've used you. I use you in my own home. I'm so excited. Or, oh, my friend used you and she had nothing but the nice words to say. That's starting you off on a great foot. That's already giving you the credibility and you should be so excited to hear that. And you say thank you and you say, oh, I'm so glad. You know, that's what we're about. We're about our mission statement, which is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. And we're so happy that you had a great experience. Okay. Now, if they, oops, did I press a button? Yes, I did. If they say, oh, you know, I just had a terrible experience with you guys. And, you know, or if they say, oh, my friend had a terrible experience with you guys. Yes, that can be awkward. But remember, this is why I'm talking to you guys about this. I want you to be prepared for that. And don't let it get to your heart. Do not take it seriously because, I mean, don't take it to heart because the serious matter is that you want them to confide in you and to know that you're going to get to the bottom of it and or that is rare. What we say is, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That is so not like us. And that's what we say. That's not like us. You know, our guarantee is that if you're not completely thrilled with our service experience provided, we will rush back at no charge and no obligation. If you're still not satisfied, we'll issue that refund. And what I like to tell them is, you know, I would love to talk to you more about that after the presentation, and I want to make sure that we have taken care of you properly. And that's it. I don't let her go on and on about it. I talk about my guarantee, and I continue with the presentation. I let everybody in that area know that that was rare and that should not have happened, okay? Now, you may be thinking, oh, crap, you know, has it happened? Yes, it's happened to us twice, actually, where there's going to be one or two bad instances, guys. I mean, we're human, and things happen, and that's what I'm trying to prepare you for, that nothing is perfect, although we would like to be. So we just have to prepare for those situations, but you want to turn it into a positive and let everybody know that you have that guarantee and that you're not going to gyp that client like most companies would. Most companies, they would say, oh, I'm so sorry about that, but then they have nothing to say after. You know, they can't say that they have a guarantee and that they would have given your money back or anything like that. But that's why you have that to say, and that's how you're going to make it all right. So that's what you talk about there. The other question I ask is if anyone has ever referred our services. And the reason I like to ask that is because I want to know if people have gotten their referral certificates before. And I also want to make a big deal about it. So some people, they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I got my check last week. Or, oh, I once got $1,000 one time. I love starting off on that foot because people hear that they can make so much money with referring our services. And that's always a great way to start it off. I know money is not everything, but it's still, to some of these people, they get really excited to know that they're going to be rewarded for this. So I love starting out with those two questions. I ask both of them every time. If you have another question to come up with, by all means, ask it. You know, you do you, and you do what's best and how you think it's going to help your company. Next, we talk about our company's history, mission, and values. And the reason we said that earlier is because you want to start that firm foundation with these people. You want them to trust you. You want them to know how long you've been in business, that you're experienced, that you're educated, and not just you, but your technicians, right? You want them to know that people are going to their home and that they've gotten their background checks and that it's safe to use us. That is your time to shine. That's my favorite part, because we go into so much detail in our values. We talk about our master rug technician, how he knows what to do with your rugs and how he can take care of them and things like that. Next, we talk about all of our services. Yes. Excuse me. All of your services. Do not just talk about the top three that make you the most money. No. This is your time to make your company shine and to really highlight some of those services that maybe aren't getting enough attention. Like, for instance, this happens all the time. So many people think we only do carpet and upholstery. I don't know why. And I'm really trying to work on the new branding in the new year to really try and make it known that that's not just what we do. And breakfast presentations are a great way to start. So we let them know that we can do hard surface also, and rugs, and this, and that. So it's your time to really show all of the things that you can do for their clients. You'd be surprised all the people that don't think they think they know, but they really don't know what you can provide. Next, you're going to talk about the 8 reasons why they should have a relationship with a professional cleaning firm, such as Clean as a Whistle. Now, all of these will be available to you. I have a PowerPoint that we hand out during your presentation. It goes through all of these reasons. So you will get these reasons, and you'll be able to use these reasons to convey to them that they should be using you. One of the reasons is that you talk about serving them. You talk about the perks. Okay, so the discount, we give discounts to all of our referral partners who do business with us. So, for example, we give a 20% discount to our designers and our front-line professionals and our realtors if they want to do something in their own home. So I let them know that. You'll hear me talk next week in depth about everything that we provide for them, and it's great that this is going to be recorded, because then you can just easily refer back and make sure that you're really conveying all of this to your referral partners. We talk about the referral reward program in depth. We talk about the free trial offer, and that's how they'll make their money if they put their names on there, on the bottom line. And then last but not least, we always talk about what's in your bag. So at every presentation, when we get there, we always lay a folder out, which has their presentation outline in it, from PowerPoint, and it has a services list, and then any other information about your services that you might want them to know. So don't forget, I'm going to show you all this next week, so don't worry. And everything is going to be provided for you. But you go through everything in that bag. You start with your brochures. They might have heard this before. They might have seen your brochures, but you act dumb. This presentation is for you to act dumb and to make it seem like nobody knows anything about you. You start from scratch. So you go through your red brochure, which is your how to select a professional cleaning firm brochure. You tell them that that's how they'll find your thorough processes of their cleanings or whatever it is that you do. You go through your microseal brochure if you have microseal. If not, there might be another service that you want to highlight. Remember, if you have that brochure in there, you go through that. You go through the free trial offer. You better explain that free trial offer correctly to them. Please let them know that they, you know, it's okay. Some people are like, oh, is this the only thing that they can get when they first use you? No, Mrs. Jones, actually, this is the first-time client discount. But after they become a client, we always send them promotions consistently through email and mailer to where they can always save money with us. You have to explain that to them, because they already know you're expensive, I'm pretty darn sure. Or they found out you're expensive today with you presenting to them, and they're scared for their clients. They don't want their clients to use you guys one time and then they never use you again. You want to let them know and rest assured that there always are going to be promotions and for them to save money with us. And then we put pens in there. We'll put a notepad in there. We'll put my business card in there. Always, always, always give your business card out and let them know that they can email you. Okay, but before you finish your presentation, this is the end of the presentation. Before you finish, you want to make sure you get every single person's business card. This is your time to get everyone's business card. Not only to send them a send out card individually saying nice to meet you, but additionally, we send a send out card one to the whole location, to whoever the manager is, saying thank you for providing this presentation or letting us provide the presentation. You always want to thank them again for the opportunity. Okay. Additionally, you want their emails so that you can tell them that you'll keep them involved in any promotions or any educational emails. And bingo, that's your in. That's where you put them on your email list. Now, email list, I'll be talking about this later on in our webinars. I'm not talking about our email list for our repeat clients. I'm talking about a separate email campaign just for your marketing people. We have so many campaigns that I'm going to go through with you for our marketing on Infusionsoft. There's going to be a webinar where we're going to go through Infusionsoft and all of the campaigns that we have, the educational emails, the referral partner surveys, everything that you want to literally get more information out of them and to get them referring more, because that's our whole goal. So that's some stuff to look forward to. But make sure you get those business cards. Okay? I always ask questions. I always ask if there's any questions at the end, and I let them ask everything. You're going to get tons of questions throughout your presentation, so you want to make sure that you know your stuff. But don't be afraid if you don't, because when I was first hired, I didn't really know that much. But what I said was, oh, that's a great question. I've never gotten that before. How about I write that down and I'll get back to you? That's an easy way to just dilute the bomb, right? So don't feel discouraged if you cannot answer that. With time, you'll start to know all these answers, and that's like me now. Like, they can ask me anything, and I can answer anything now. But if it's a pricing question, I would tell you guys to not answer it. You do not want your marketing people answering your pricing questions. So how we do it is we say, oh, wow, that's a great question. I'm going to write that down, and I will get one of our inside sales team to contact you regarding that, because we're in the marketing and we don't deal with any of the pricing. You do not want to make or have your marketing people make a boo-boo with pricing. That's the last thing you want, especially with us. We're super high-end, super expensive. I don't want my girls to know of the pricing and deal with that. That's not our job. So you want to dilute it. Plus, our inside sales team is trying to close that sale. I would much rather have them contact these people and close that sale with this client or designer or whoever it is than we are, you know? So dilute it and don't worry about it. The last part of this is that I encourage all of you guys to do a demo. Please do a live demo. It can be done with whatever service you mention in your presentation. So for us, it's MicroSeal, which is our permanent protector. So what we do is that they might have samples that they want to give you. And so what I ask is, you know, hey, you know, I would love to show you guys how MicroSeal works, and I know that you might be skeptical about it. So if you have a sample, we would love to take it back, MicroSeal it, and bring it back to you guys. And that way you guys can throw orange juice on it, or, you know, throw liquid on it and see how it works. Now, your goal is to be in front of these people as many times as you can. So if you get that sample, go ahead and book the next time that you come in and do a demo again with everyone involved. Okay? That's your goal. All right? Now, if they don't want a demo, then you ask another time, or you bring a sample with you, or bring something with you next time you visit them, and you slowly show everyone in the company each time you visit the demo. That's what we do. Sometimes they're like, oh, you know, we don't have any disposable samples that we can, you know, just discontinue and give to you, but how about you come and show us next time with one of your samples? Hey, we've had it happen. It works, okay? So I wrote down there, your goal is to see as many times as you can. Example of what we would do when a presentation and how we prepare before the demo. Okay, so there's another example. Option number three is before you do the presentation, I've done this many times, I ask them, hey, you know, I know you're interested in MicroSeal. Would you maybe want to give me one of your samples? That way I can microseal it and bring it back if you have a discontinued sample. And they almost always say yes. They give me the sample, I microseal it, I bring it to the presentation, and then when we talk about microseal, I go ahead and do the demo live for them right then and there so they can see it the day of. So you have three options. You pick the one which is best for you, but make sure you're always asking them and try not to do a disservice. You want to make sure that you're going to do that demo for them, whether or not you do option number one, number two, or number three. Here are some pictures of us doing some demos. So this was at a designer store. Two girls wanted to do it themselves. Normally we spill the juice or the coffee, but hey, get them involved. They love it. And so here the coffee and the water's rolling right off the sample. And then on the right side is another designer store where the ladies are blotting up the orange juice and the beaded up beet juice on a linen sample. This one here is showing what's in our baggie. So we have Jessica, one of our older marketing specialists, showing the brochure to everyone here. And as you can see, everyone's attentive. They got their stuff. That's why you got to bring your stuff ready in your folders. And they're listening. They're paying attention to how they can provide value to their clients. This one here is at an Ethan Allen. Same thing. This is where we did the demo. So we're actually doing the blotting. Sometimes we don't like it when they do the demos. And they get involved because they throw so much liquid on there, but that's okay. Sometimes it's fun to see the reaction. Now, the handouts that you have, there's a couple ones that we're going to go through next week, but today we went through the presentation outline. We went through the there was one more that we went through. We've done the Dress for Success sheet, so you're going to get that again because I want to go through with you guys next week on what it is that they need to wear for these presentations. But next week, we'll go through this PowerPoint, okay, so you'll have all that by then, and you'll have your services half sheet. That's one of our services half sheet. You'll see how we write that out. And the referral reward program half sheet, you'll see that, as well as the presentation checklist. Before every presentation, we have a checklist that we have to go through to make sure everything is ready for that presentation. Remember, organization is key. And if you guys don't have that ready to go, you might forget something and you don't want to look bad. You absolutely 100% do not want to be late also. If you tell them you're going to be there at 10, you better be there at 9:50. That's what we do. We always leave an hour ahead. Okay, no matter where the location is, if I have to sit with Dina in the car for 20, 25 minutes, I don't care. I'm on time to those presentations, and I'm showing them that we're trustworthy and that we can hold our word. So make sure you're never late. Now, do I have any questions? Like I said, next week I'm going to present to you live, and it's going to take about 30 to 35 minutes. But if you have some questions, go ahead and jot them down. I know we went through this very quickly, but the best thing about these webinars is that you get to go back and listen to them. You're so lucky. But don't forget also, you can always email the support with any questions, and I'm always here to answer them. So let's go ahead and ask any questions if you have them. If I don't get any, that's good. We have about a minute left, so if you do, just like I said, email support and we'll get back to you. But if I don't talk to you guys in the meantime, have a wonderful rest of your week. Go out and ask for a presentation if you've seen these people for a couple times. Or if not, then just slowly ask about them and get to know them and build these relationships. That's what we're about. Building relationships. Make them feel excited and confident and, you know, make them feel safe with you. That is your job. You want them to be safe. So I'm going to close up here. My computer is acting crazy as usual. I asked for a new computer for Christmas, guys, so just FYI. Hopefully it'll work. Somebody will get one for me. But have a wonderful week. Love you all. Stay safe. God bless. And have a wonderful day. Bye now.